Welcome to the Power Is Now Radio. Your host and founder of the Power Is Now Incorporated, Eric Frazier.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Power Is Now. My name is Eric Frazier. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to have lunch with us here at The Power Is Now every Tuesday in the afternoon around 12:30. We are live on Facebook to talk about what's in the news and what's going on with The Power Is Now, and just to engage with those of you who are in the industry. We appreciate you joining us. And also to talk about some things that are coming up this week, tonight and next week, that I think should be of interest to you. And so if you are on Facebook, please continue to engage us on Facebook. Watch the various posts that are happening there, and also on the Power Is Now Radio. Well, folks, I am excited about today for a number of reasons. You know, today is the beginning of, I believe it's National Pet Day. We used to have a dog. Her name is Mimi. And I was thinking about Mimi and what a great dog she was, folks. Seriously. I mean, you ever have a dog that, you know, is truly part of the family? We have family pictures of Mimi. And when she passed away, we didn't replace her. Haven't been able to do so. Bring myself to doing that. And so maybe one of these days, Ruby and I will decide to get a dog. But until then, I think that we're out of the dog business. I mean, you become so attached to them, you know? I mean, they're very much a part of your life. And for 10 years, man, we had this incredible, funny, awesome dog named Mimi that is no longer with us. So if you have a dog that perhaps you had in the past is no longer with you, tell me about it. Have you been able to get over it and buy another dog? Or if you bought a new dog, is it the same? I would love to know about that and about your experience with dealing with dogs and that whole thing with raising pets and making them a part of your family. Okay, for those of you who are watching for the first time, my name is Eric Frazier, and I'm the president and CEO of The Power Is Now. And The Power Is Now is a media company as well as a real estate and mortgage company. And you can check us out with the state of California. We're licensed only in the state of California presently. Power Is Now Mortgage Services and The Power Is Now Real Estate Services, as well as The Power Is Now Media. The license number for The Power Is Now Real Estate Services, licensed here in the state of California, is 1980407. The license number for The Power Is Now Mortgage Services, MLS license number that is 1435243. Those are the company license numbers for both the MLS and the state of California. And I am the broker for both companies, have been so for a while now. My individual license as a real estate broker for the Power Is Now Real Estate Services is 10114-3484. And as an MLS licensed mortgage broker for the Power Is Now Mortgage Services, my license is 461807. That's my individual license number. So we see more of you joining. Hey, Diana and Trudy, thank you for joining. Miss Kimball, a superstar of The Power Is Now. Shalanda Kimball, or Shalanda Pilgrim. I almost made you family to Christina Shalanda joining us. Hey, I shared a story earlier about a dog, my dog, Mimi. She was a French poodle. She's not with us anymore. I've not been able to replace her yet because she was so close to the family and so close to me. And today is National Dog Day. So if you have any stories you want to share about your dog, I would love to hear it. Now, tonight, we're going to be talking about how to increase your FICO score without a credit repair agency. How to do that. You can do it, folks. You can do it. You can do it. You can improve your FICO score without a credit repair agency. You can not just improve it, but you can, there's no limit to what you can do. The highest score you can have is 850 for a mortgage. That's the highest score you can have. And so if you don't have an 850 score, that's okay, because you don't need it in order to get a mortgage. Your score can be as low as 580 for an FHA loan with 3.5% down, and as low as 500 for a FHA loan with 10% down. And there are other programs as well. In fact, you can get an FHA loan with no credit at all. So, but tonight we're going to be focusing on those who do not have good credit or a high enough score to at least qualify for 3.5% down. How do you get your credit score up without hiring a credit repair agency? And I'm going to share with what's being said by this Consumer Finance Protection Bureau about credit repair agencies. And I know there's some good ones out there and there's some bad ones out there. I frankly have not had a good experience with any of them. And so I would love to hear from any of you who have had good experiences. So tune in tonight at 7 o'clock and share with us what your experience has been with credit repair agencies. So that's tonight at 7 p.m. How to improve your credit score without a credit repair agency. And then our marketing session is going to be this Thursday. And I really want to encourage you real estate agents out there to join us. The more agents we have, the more viewers we'll have of the listings that you have for sale. And so they're every Thursday from 12:30 to 1:30. And depending on how many agents we have, you can pitch one, maybe two or three properties that you have for sale. It just depends on how many agents show up for the program. What I like the most, and the feedback that I'm getting, is that your client, your seller, can actually watch you or listen to you if you join by phone. We prefer you join by video, but can actually listen or watch you talk about the property. And we encourage people to provide feedback on what they're hearing. And already, folks, every single show so far, the agents have told me that people have called them for more information about their property. So it is working and the audience is getting bigger. By the way, it is also being played as a podcast on Blog Talk Radio, where we have millions of downloads of our radio show. And it is also being syndicated to a number of other online radio platforms. Just go to podcasts on your phone. So I want to encourage you to tune in with us or really participate with us on the Power Is Now marketing session. That is every Thursday at 12:30, right here on Facebook Live, every Thursday at 12:30. Now, for those of you who are live with me right now, if you are on Facebook, let me take a look here. If you've been on the session and you want to share any comments about the feedback you've gotten, please do so. And I would appreciate hearing that. And if you would like more information, you can go to our website, thepowersnow.com, under Advertise With Us, and it's the first sub-menu marketing session, and you can get more details there. Speaking of the dog story, Sylvia said she rescued her dog in October 2008 from the BART tracks, and he goes farming with her. So that's right. I saw some pictures of that the other day, Sylvia. So that's a good idea. You know, if you're going to get into the dog, why not get a rescue dog, right, from the dog pound? We bought Mimi, geez, years ago from a kennel, dog kennel, for a lot of money. She was had all the papers and everything. But I think that's a good idea to maybe look at getting a dog from the dog pound or something like that. Goldie has, you have six dogs? Oh, my God. Diva, Chimmy, Lupa, Paniches, Perla, Negro, all of them rescued from the street. Oh, my God. Now, Goldie, I think that's a little overboard. Six dogs. Man, where do you keep them? You must have a huge yard. You have a huge yard. But that's fantastic. I don't know if I would go and get six dogs. I think one is enough. One is enough for me. Sylvia has a Chihuahua Beagle mix. So great stories there, guys, on your dogs. If you have any other stories, just let me know. Oh, Shalanda has a dog named Cookie. Dog names too are can get pretty creative, right? If you have some creative dog names. So it's National Dog Day, folks. And if you have a dog story, share it with me. Now, there's some great articles I want to share before we close out here. If you haven't been on Housing Wire, there's a new writer, Kelsey Ramirez, on Housing Wire. And man, she is just like breaking out some really good stuff here on what's going on. And one particular article I want to cover was, let's see, February 13th, Kelly Ramirez, this is in the Housing Wire, nearly two-thirds of the U.S. housing market seem home prices hit all-time lows. And the reason why is hitting all-time highs. The housing market prices hit all-time highs. And the reason why they're hitting all-time highs is because we're experiencing all-time lows in inventory. So here's a quote from the National Association of Realtors chief economist Lawrence Yoon. He said, remarkably, home prices have risen a cumulative 48% since 2011. Can you believe that? Since 2011, home prices have gone up almost 50%. Yet during the same time frame, incomes are only up 15%. In the Western region, where healthy labor markets are driving demand, the gap is even wider. And so those of us out here in California, we know exactly what he's talking about. He goes on to say that these consistent multi-year price gains have certainly been great news for homeowners, and especially for those who were at one time in negative equity situations. However, the shortage of new homes being built over the past decade is really burdening local markets and making home buying less affordable. So it's a good news, bad news situation. Good news for those of us who are homeowners. In fact, many are really seriously considering selling. And so I think that right now we have low inventory, but I believe that is going to change because we've been through enough ups and down markets. For those of us who own real estate, we know better. It's better to sell high than to sell low, right? You buy low, sell high. And if you've been in it and you've sitting on a lot of equity, in fact, I was speaking to someone earlier today about the possibilities of selling her home. She's looking at not working for another maybe 10 years. After about 10 years, want to be done. I said, well, you might want to consider selling your home now, taking the equity, investing that into income-producing property. And she's going to think about that. I actually am doing that for a client right now. We didn't sell her home. We refinanced her home. She pulled out about a little over $100,000, and she's going to use that to buy a four-unit building. So think about it, folks. I mean, while inventory is low and prices are high, now is the time to sell. And if you're interested in selling your home, contact The Powers now. We have some great agents. If you're working with an agent right now, or you have an agent in the family, reach out to them and get started, because it is, I don't believe that, we already know, nothing lasts forever, right? No markets stay the same. We know this. And so don't be like most people, getting greedy, want to see how far it can go, and then end up not being able to sell at all because you waited too long. So these are some of the things that we should be sharing as real estate professionals with our clients, and sharing this data, because data should be driving the decision, nothing else. And with the right data, people can make the right decisions. Another interesting article that I want to share with you, then we're going to call it a show. All right. Another article by Kelsey Ramirez, reporter at Housing Wire. This is on February 16th. Do you make enough to buy a home in America's most expensive cities? And this is really an interesting article. She cites the Urban Institute, which if you haven't checked out the Urban Institute, you should check it out. The Urban Institute believes that some cities are coming close to becoming a bubble, a housing bubble. Now, they cite some data to support their forecasts, but I'm not sure if we are at a bubble yet. In fact, I know it appears like a bubble. And, you know, they say if it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's a duck, right? And there seems to be all the signs for a bubble. But the one thing that just undermines this whole idea of a bubble existing right now, at least, is the fact that the economy is incredibly incredibly strong right now. I mean, and unemployment rates are low, all-time record lows for unemployment, even across various ethnic groups. Inflation is around 2.1%, well within check, with the even though the Fed keeps raising the federal discount rate, they've really kept inflation in check, and it's moving very, very slow. Job growth is just out of control. I mean, just about every city, especially urban metro city, there are major things happening. I mean, I'm talking big time expansions that are taking place, mostly with tech companies. And then you have the fact that inventory is so low. There's a housing shortage, and it's not going away, not going anywhere anytime soon. The housing shortage is real. We're a million units, minimum, a million units behind where we need to be in over the next 10 years. And some are estimating as high as 3 million units. And even though new construction seems to be up, more new permits, but they're mostly for multifamily projects, there's still not enough new construction for single family projects. And most of the single family projects that are happening just about everywhere are not for first-time home buyers. They're simply not affordable. They're for move-up buyers and for higher-income buyers. I mean, even down here in Southern California, it's hard to find something in a new construction under $400,000. I think it's impossible. You can find resales still in the $300,000 range and in the very high twos, but new construction, forget about it. Just not happening. Is that your experience for those of you who are live with me on Facebook? Are you seeing the same thing happening in your area in terms of new projects, new builder projects being nowhere near affordable? Let me know. Well, in this article with Housing Wire, I was really just amazed with the data that she is sharing with us about the most expensive cities to live and what it takes. And so in the article by Business Insider, she cites that the minimal salary required to qualify for a home in most of the expensive metros is pretty significant. It's almost six figures, the minimum salary. She does a comparison with what's happening in some markets versus the national average. So, for example, the national average qualifying income to buy a house is $46,808, and the national median home price is $247,800. So compare that now to the top seven most expensive cities in the United States. And here we go. Let's begin with number seven, Long Beach, Los Angeles, Glendale area, California. Long Beach, Los Angeles, and Glendale in California. The median home sales price is $541,200. The salary needed to qualify to buy a home is $104,000. Now, by the way, this assumes a 20% down payment and a mortgage rate of 3.9%. And also with a housing ratio, that is, no more than 25% of their gross income can go towards principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. So those are the assumptions. 25% front ratio, debt ratio, no more than 25% of their gross income can go towards a house payment, and they're putting 20% down at an interest rate of 3.9%. So with these numbers I'm sharing with you, you know all it can do is get worse, right, because interest rates are rising. So for Long Beach, Los Angeles, Glendale, the median sales price, $541,000, the salary needed to buy a home, $104,000. For Boulder, Colorado, number six, the median sales price is $546,400, and the salary needed to buy a home there is $103,212. Now, I didn't know it was that expensive to live out there in Boulder, Colorado. Maybe it's because of all the weed economy that's taking place down there and the boom. San Diego, number five, and Carlsbad. The median sales price for a home is $610,000, and the salary needed to qualify, $115,226. Wow. Number four, urban Honolulu, Hawaii. Now, we already know it costs a lot of money to live in Hawaii, right? The median home sales price in Hawaii is $760,600, and the salary needed, $143,674. And folks, we're talking about medium sales prices and the salary needed. Number three, Anaheim, Santa Ana, Irvine. The medium sales price in Anaheim, Santa Ana, Irvine, California is $785,000. And the salary needed to buy a home is $148,238. Number two, San Francisco, Oakland, Hayward, California. I tell you, you ready for this? The medium home sales price is $920,000. The salary needed to buy a home in San Francisco, Oakland, Hayward, California is $173,783. And number one, the most expensive city in the state of California and perhaps in the United States is San Jose, Sunnyvale, Santa Clara, California. San Jose is on fire. Santa Clara County is on fire, folks. The medium home sales price is $1,270,000, and the salary needed to qualify to buy a home is $239,897. Crazy, huh? This is why we see what's happening in the urban centers. There's no more, you know, the homeless population is being definitely moved out. You're not seeing a lot of that. Although San Francisco still has a problem with the homeless population. Oakland, I mean, there's tent cities. It's about every city now. People are being forced away from the urban centers and all the development. Gentrification is really, you know, or development, depending on what side of the spectrum you're on, is really driving the poor, the low, the medium income people further out. Cost of housing is just continuing to rise. If you don't buy a home, probably between now and the next few years, I hope that you are getting some very big raises, that you're making a lot of money. For those who are not in the business, you're consumers and you're thinking about buying a home, I hope something big's about to happen. You win lotto, you start a business, and it really takes off, makes a lot of money. You win an inheritance from a family member, and or something like that happens. Because if you think you're in the middle to buy a home and or keep up with the increasing prices on your salary, you're mistaken. As the economist said, Mr. Young, it's just the home prices are exceeding the increases in our salaries and on jobs. And so eventually, the United States will start looking very much like Europe and other countries, where only the very rich own homes. And everybody that's either you're rich and you own a home, or you're poor and you don't own a home. And that might be the reason why you don't own a home, because you're being driven to poverty because of ever-increasing cost of housing and the cost of living. All right, I'm going to be sharing the same information tonight with our first-time homebuyer audience, and I want to encourage you to join us and at 7 o'clock as we talk about how to improve your FICO score without a credit repair agency. And we'll drop some knowledge also about some unique programs, if we have time, that will get you into a home with little to no money down. All right. Lastly, our events, or last two things, events and then career opportunities. So we have an event coming up on March 11th from 3 to 5 p.m. at the JTA Apostolic Church. And if you are interested in joining us, please go to our website at thepowersnow.com, look under events, and you'll find Jesus is the Answer Apostolic Church. Bishop Dr. Ernest Johnson is the host, and I appreciate the bishop for allowing us to come and to share information on how to get into a home. And if you are a pastor or you're connected with a church, you would like me to come down, I would be happy to do that for you as well. And we share not just how to get into, but why you need to get into and what's going on in the community. And so this is going to be in Harbor City, 25,100 South Normandy Avenue, number A, Harbor City, California, Sunday. That's a Sunday from March 11th from 3 to 5 p.m. We're providing the food and the information. Please come and check it out. I promise you won't be disappointed. And to Dr. Bishop Ernest Johnson, thank you for the opportunity to come out there with our team. And then on March 18th, this is just a couple weeks away, folks, Pastor Washington is the host of this first-time homebuyer seminar at Miracle Faith Apostolic House of Prayer. And that's going to be Sunday as well, March 18th from 2 to 4 p.m. in Long Beach, California, and at 6160 Atlantic Avenue, Long Beach. Please join us. Again, we're going to be breaking it down, how to get into a home. Now, the last two churches have been apostolic churches. I am not apostolic, Baptist, Catholic. I'm just a Christian, a believer. We work with all churches, please reach out to me, and I'd be happy to talk with you about the agenda. If you would like to go to the Powers Now TV, you can actually see a number of seminars we've done there. You can get a preview of what we're going to be talking about. And then we're going to end March with going back to Northern California. And this is just one of several presentations we'll be doing in Northern California. It's March 22nd at Fisher Realtors. And I tell you, I appreciate Michelle Dupree, our co-host, and Joe Fisher, broker extraordinaire of Fisher Realtors. I think this is our ninth seminar. Fisher Realtors is on 180 Broadway Street, Suite A, Richmond, California. It's going to be March 22nd from 7 to 9 p.m. Please come and join us as we talk about how to buy real estate with little to no money down. Now, speaking of joining us, we really would like you to join us. If you're a real estate professional, please go to thepowersnow.com and under careers, just you'll see it right there on the website, careers. We have a video there that talks about how we support you and all the positions that we have available from real estate agent to city manager, county managers. The Powers Now is growing. We have right now about 20 agents, and our goal is to get to several hundred agents very, very quickly, and we're well on our way. We have a lot to offer agents in terms of support, marketing, and we are a one-stop shop, escrow, mortgage, and real estate. So if you want more information about the Powers Now career opportunity, please reach out to me, drop me an email, or you can contact me via Facebook, inbox me at Facebook, however you want to get a hold of me, just call me at 714-475-8629, 714-475-8629, and I'll be happy to answer your questions. All right. Aaron Jeffrey asks, what is he talking about? I came late. Anthony, I was talking about dogs, man. It's National Pet Day. So I learned about that this morning on Good Morning America. So I was talking about dogs. And let's see. Also, if anyone interested in getting any help with your credit, you know, we do credit restoration for free as part of the mortgage process. You don't have to pay any money. Just go to Never Rent Again, neverrentagain.com, and you can learn about all that we do to help you get ready to buy. From savings plans, debt elimination plans, credit restoration plans, budgeting, we do it all. And we provide for personal financial coaching as well. And so if you like a coach that will hold you accountable every single month, we do that as well. There's a fee involved with that. All the details are here on The Power Is Now. Trudy has two dogs, Max, who is a Yorkie, and Copper, a Chai Russell mix. Man, that's great. I like dogs with masculine names like Max and Cobalt. I like that. Take a look. Well, hey, guys, I appreciate you joining me. Please share the link. JJ, oh, my God, man, I got to come see you. As you can see, JJ Hawkins. He's my barber. Gotta come see you, man. Hopefully before tonight. Anyway, I appreciate all of you for joining us today. And, you know, check out all we have to offer. Check out the magazine, the Powers Now magazine. Our February issue is, you know, February is almost over. And some of our radio shows on Blog Talk Radio. Please follow us on Blog Talk Radio. Go to blogtalkradio.com/The Powers Now. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and of course, like us and share this live video on Facebook. Well, folks, remember, we are at our best and we maximize our success when we act now. Thank you for joining us. The Power Is Now.
You've been listening to The Power Is Now Radio. For more information about the show, check us out at thepowerisnow.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter.